This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. NASA's Cassini spacecraft spent 6.5 years to get to this point. Last night, the spacecraft fired a braking rocket, slowing down just enough to enter orbit around Saturn. The spacecraft will spend the next several years exploring the planet, its rings, and its moons. This mission is being controlled from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, where NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Scientists took a calculated gamble with Cassini. They loaded everything they could imagine onto this one spacecraft, which weighs 6 tons and is the size of a bus. That meant the $3 billion spacecraft would be a spectacular success or a spectacular failure. Last night, engineers at Mission Control were worried that they wouldn't even be able to sit back and watch the moment of truth because bad weather threatened to shut down the ground station in Australia. Fortunately, the weather cooperated, so as Cassini operated under its internal computer program, controllers ran through their final checklist.
Contingencies is nominal and ready to support.
Copy. Power.
Power is nominal and ready to support SOI.
Copy. Spacecraft engineer.
Spacecraft engineer ready to support.
The first hazard Cassini faced was a natural one. The craft had to pass between two of Saturn's outer rings. There was some small chance that the craft would have a fatal run-in with a pebble out there. After that moment came and passed, commentator Todd Barber reported the good news.
Doug Johnson just reported a signal. We've survived the ring plane crossing through the F and G rings.
Cassini's second, more serious test was to fire its braking rocket for 1.5 hours. Without that rocket burn, the spacecraft would simply fly past Saturn into the dark of space. Mission controllers ate handfuls of lucky peanuts, a tradition for decades at the lab. And 2 minutes before the scheduled rocket firing, Barber intoned some words of inspiration for Cassini and the craft that rides piggyback, the Europeans' Huygens probe.
Hopes and dreams of thousands of scientists and engineers are resting on the next few moments. So Godspeed, Cassini, Huygens. May we see you in orbit.
The tone changed from somber to celebratory when the rocket burn started exactly on time, and the tension continued to melt throughout the evening as a signal from Cassini indicated that the rocket was behaving perfectly. And at 9:12 p.m. Pacific time came the best news of the evening in the arcane language of flight control.
Flight, SOICOM.
Go ahead, SOICOM.
The Doppler has flattened out.
Okay, we have burn complete here.
Cassini's engine had shut down on schedule, and the craft was safely in its planned orbit around Saturn. In a celebration following the evening's string of successes, NASA scientist Ed Wyler said he paused during the 95-minute rocket firing to reflect on how much space scientists have achieved in recent months.
Gee, here we are sitting on this little pale blue dot, third rock from the sun. We just landed on Mars twice. We flew by a comet, picked up some comet dust, stardust. And all within 6 months, we're about to go into orbit around a planet that's 1 billion miles away. How do we get away with having so much fun? Yes.
For Saturn scientists, the fun began immediately. Soon after the rocket motor shut off, Cassini's cameras were programmed to come to life to capture images of the planet's rings. This is the closest Cassini will ever come to Saturn and its rings, so scientists were anxious to grab as many close-ups as they could manage. The real luxury of Cassini, though, is that, unlike previous flyby missions, this one is at Saturn to stay. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.